Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. This is season 3, episode 7, I Kissed a Girl. A controversial episode, Kevin. The fans have spoken.
Because you don't want to get on the bad side of Britannia fans.
Never.
No.
The fans have spoken. Okay, we're going to get into this. Okay. But this is I Kissed a Girl, and this aired on November 29th, 2011.
Crazy.
Yes, we're almost to sectionals. Can you believe it?
What's crazy is we're going from this episode, which is not the most favorite of Glee fans online. And then next episode is so good and loved. And we have lots of core memories from that episode.
So many behind the scenes memories.
So let's carefully wade into the waters of I Kissed a Girl.
Less is more.
The number one song was We Found Love.
Again. Okay, this is Twilight. Number one movie was Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1. I have seen this. I think I've seen two number one movies,
Jenna,
in the entirety of this. I know, right?
I don't think we had a lot of time to be going to the movies, to be honest. We had basically 1¾ of a day off. Mm-hmm, you know, because you'd like go into Saturday morning, Friday.
That's true.
And then you'd have Sunday was like your day, but then you had to get up early on Monday.
I'm not going to the movie theater in that time. That's right. The only time I'm going to a movie theater is like a 10 a.m. Sunday matinee.
Yes.
It's my favorite.
That's all we could do. Love
my
a day
favorite.
Time.
Oh, so quiet in the theater. Nobody's there. You get your own row. Okay.
You get out and it's still light. It's so nice.
My favorite.
So some Glee news of this week. On November 22nd, 2011, the Karaoke Revolution Glee Volume 3 was released on Nintendo Wii and Xbox 360. It had 34 songs from the show's second season and included a microphone for the players to sing. Who had this?
Do you remember that they sent us Wiis with our pictures like plastered on the side of it?
Yeah, but we didn't. They stopped after the first volume. We didn't get Volume 2 and 3.
No. We
only had this one.
Who had this?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it sounds fun.
If you played it, hope you enjoyed yourselves. Because we didn't play it.
No, we did not. But this, we were doing the real thing.
That's right.
This was directed by Tate Donovan.
It was, and I really liked the directing. I noticed that. I noticed.
Yes, he did a very nice job with a lot.
There's some great things going on.
This is written by our dear friend Matt Hodgson, and Matt has made his way up in the world. He started as an assistant to Ryan Murphy. And he's now a writer on many Ryan Murphy shows, and a dear friend of ours. So honored to have him here.
Is this why he's gotten so much flack on Twitter? Is this episode why?
This episode? Perhaps. Yeah. We've said this before. He did not write this whole entire episode by himself. It is a collective, and then contractually, everybody gets an episode so they can get paid for their script. That's really all it is.
Yes, it's just his name is on
it. In particular.
It rotates. It's just a rotation.
Don't come for Hodgson. He's a sweet, sweet man.
Oh, the sweetest.
Love Hodgson.
But he really got so much shit. That,
you know,
it was like he was solely responsible for anything bad that happened to Santana.
No, Hodgson.
Absolutely not. That's not how it worked.
Well, we'll have to ask him when we see him. We're seeing him soon. So, okay. The songs in this episode.
Wow. Okay.
It's eclectic.
It is, but they're all...
But it's not... Yeah. Fair.
It's ladies and music. So they're either part of the LGBT community or they're very vocal and ardent supporters of the LGBT community. You have Perfect by Pink. I'm the Only One by Melissa Etheridge. Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. But it's the Greg Glasswell version. Jolene by Dolly Parton, I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry, and Constant Craving by Katie Lang.
I will say all the songs gave me goosebumps. The performances of the songs also looked really good. Like, in particular, Jolene, with the lighting in the election, in the gymnasium. It was not your typical Glee number.
But he was doing, I think because there was not dancing happening. There wasn't a lot going on. In some of these. But even when there was, even when the Trouble Tones did some dancing, I liked the way the handheld camera looked and how it was pushing into different characters and catching reactions or even the vocals. And I thought it was nice to see something as like simple as that, but it was still refreshing. Something that I felt like we haven't done or done a lot of.
It's a lot of storytelling, and Tate is an actor, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not everybody's storytellers in the industry, but like Tate as an actor was very actor friendly, obviously, with Naya's whole performance, even despite the lack of time that they had to really dive into the storyline. The moments he caught were very like Eric Stoltz-esque. He always caught moments like, you know, like in the Adele mashup.
I think every director comes in with their own perspective, whether they're an actor or not, right? But I think knowing that how important those reactions can be as an actor, hoping that the camera's catching it, then I think, you know, they're on the lookout for that because they know how that can really add to a story, even if it's not in the script.
There's a lot that happens in this episode.
There's
arguably
so much.
Too much that happens in this episode.
And also not enough.
Agreed. It's funny, though, because you think about, you have 22 episodes. There are some episodes that are truly just filler, right? They are transitional episodes to get to the next, you know, climax or story, you know, huge peak. And for this one, it feels like there are 16 peaks that have happened.
Yeah.
It's, you know?
The balance of this episode is strange. Or there's a lack of balance, I would say. Well, and I'd also say this is the culmination of a very important storyline. And then the things that you might want to see as an audience, you don't necessarily see. And you only get a little taste of other things.
Well, that's what sounds like the biggest problem that people had with this episode was the lack. Let's dive in.
So there's some fun facts about this episode.
Oh, let's go.
This is the sixth episode to feature a song with the same title as the episode. Other ones were Home, Dream On, Silly Love Songs, Blame It on the Alcohol, and Born This Way. All great episodes. So, you know, 6 out of 7 or just 5 out of 6 ain't bad. It's the only episode of season 3 to not feature a performance in the auditorium.
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. But I think that also it goes with, I don't know if it was scripted that way or not, but having to get inventive where you don't have that, the lighting and that room of the auditorium to play with.
Sure.
And to make the gymnasium or the choir room interesting each time when there's someone just standing there and singing is hard. And I think it was really successful this episode.
Agreed.
In 2012, Ryan Murphy uploaded a deleted scene where Santana actually comes out to the Cheerios.
We don't have a ton of deleted scenes, and we haven't seen most of those deleted scenes. I think this is maybe one of the only deleted scenes we've actually seen that he's done this with.
Yeah.
It's a great scene.
It is, but it's also, it moves at such a clip. And maybe that was just the edit for, to be able to upload it, but I was like, oh, this is happening very fast. It's like, here it is. I'm with Brittany, and we're moving on.
Well, maybe that's why they removed it.
Yeah.
Eric Stoltz is one of the names present in Sue's black book of booty calls. So
love
we had
that.
Todd Bridges, Vladimir Putin, Dan Quayle, Stephen Baldwin, Oliver North, Matt Lauer, Johnny Cochran, David Boreanaz. I had a huge crush on David Boreanaz.
What an eclectic mix of people.
And of course, you're our very own Eric Stoltz. Moving on. The Santana coming out to her abuela scene was written by Allie Adler, our friend and writer on Glee, and that was inspired by her own experience. However, Adler was not credited as a writer in this episode, but once again, I repeat myself that everybody contributed to every episode.
Yes, I think
it was just a contractual thing.
Yes, just
not always the case, but I find that most rooms, big 22 episode shows, there's a collective effort happening.
That's so much time. That is 44 minutes times 22.
Oh, yeah.
And 9 to 10 months. Like, that is crazy. That is a lot of story. And dialogue.
No, people need to go home and write a scene and come back and you put it all together. There's team effort here.
Mm-hmm. Also, I love this. The kitchen where Santana and her abuela had their scene was also featured in the first season of American Horror Story as the kitchen of Constance Langdon.
When she ate the brains.
Yeah, it's quite a different scene than this one.
But we love it. We love them both. Very iconic.
Recycle that set.
Well, gotta. This is the episode. In a short few sentences for the amount that is jam-packed into this episode. Okay, so the race for McKinley High president comes to an end. Oh my God. And someone is caught trying to fix the results. Who will it be? Meanwhile, Coach Beast gets up the nerve to challenge Sue Sylvester. And things get a little complicated for Puck and Quinn and Shelby, and Santana dives deep into her sexuality. Yeah. all happens in 44 minutes. A cute 44 minutes. Which one do we start with, Kevin?
I think let's start with class president. Let's get some of these out of the way because we have a lot to talk about with Santana. Okay. And so I'd like to just
Of all of the storylines within this, I was like, oh, wow, there's been a streamline thought that's been going on through, I mean, the entirety of this season. So this has started from episode 1, right, of season 3.
Yeah.
And that we've been talking about class president. And we've made it to episode 7. I am grateful for that. I am grateful that there is continuity. I am grateful there's a streamline.
Something
of
that
thought
is not,
and character arc.
Something that's not brought up and then over in one episode.
Exactly. Thank you. So I appreciate this. And I also appreciate that it moves the plot along for sectionals as well. Right.
And
so,
for Niata, it's also moving along, you know, next season. It's sort of getting them set up for that.
So Kurt reveals to Rachel, it's time to vote for senior class president, right? And Kurt reveals to Rachel that he doesn't think he's going to win, so he is considering stuffing the ballot boxes. Rachel looks concerned, very concerned for him. She knows that he really needs this in order to get into NYADA for his extracurriculars. But there's a turn of events. How cute was everybody voting?
I love that. And I also was just reminded of when I was in high school and voting for these things. I love voting. I love a mock election. I love mm-hmm. a school election. Mm-hmm. And having everybody going to it also reminded me of Drag Race. But everybody going to the little booths and shutting the curtain and voting was great. And I was also jealous I wasn't really in it.
That's kind of like what my voting looks like for like real president, too.
Yeah, totally.
Very cute.
I mean, JBI is back and is really, I was like, oh, here he is getting in the business of everyone. And he shows up to Kurt and they shove him out of the way. Finn shoves him out of the way so hard. And Kurt is full on just having a meltdown this entire time because it was also like a nice representation of like the state of the world. He's like, it's crazy that you work really hard for something and it comes down to the mm-hmm. will basically of other people writing your name down or checking a box. And
the lack of control.
Yeah. It's, and it changes his entire, well, he thinks, you know, in high school, everything's a big deal. He thinks this is going to, you know, deter or change his trajectory for the rest of his life.
Which in theory, it is so, the stakes are so high for kids in high school and the college prep, if you're lucky enough to be going to college. And it's just a lot of, it is one of those things like the stakes are very high for this, for high school students. So I appreciated the truth within it. But we're going to vote. Ironically, his dad is also being voted on for in Congress, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And Kurt gets called to the principal's office because mm-hmm. Kurt won by how many? 190 votes?
Yeah, something that was disproportionate to how things were seeming on the ground.
Well, how many seniors were also in the school itself?
Right.
So they believe he stuffed the ballot boxes. They say if they can prove it, he's going to get suspended.
I had secondhand. I was so anxious. That feeling of, you know, you didn't do something wrong. And then he's being honest and truthful by saying, well, I did think about it.
Right.
And then when Bert's like,
don't say that.
What are you talking about? You thought about it. And they're like, oh, how are you going to get yourself out of this? And one of my favorite parts of the entire episode was when Kurt tells Rachel and Finn and he leaves. And then Rachel turns around and is like, I did it. Loved it.
Loved it. And then she ends up telling the truth to Figgins because it's going to expel her from performing at sectionals.
So Jenna, when you told me a couple episodes ago and I said, are you going to get your moment to shine? Because you said you were hopeful now that some of the heavy hitters were in Trouble Tones, you might get your moment. This is what
I
you
forgot.
Meant.
I actually forgot.
They're all gone.
There's only Tina left and Quinn, but Tina. Tina is left.
So to sectionals
finally,
next week.
She had to knock them all down.
It's going to be the Tina and Quinn show.
Oh, so funny. I forgot about this. I didn't realize that this was the sectionals.
You knew it in the back of your mind because
it was my
turn
to shine.
Like, well, well, well.
They're like, well, who's going to do it?
You paid off the writers.
Tina. Oh, and then if I went to Trouble Tones, which I really wanted, I would just be waving a rose back in the core again because you've got Amber and Naya and Heather. So here I am.
You know, the Trouble Tones also just seem like a lot of work because they have like real choreography.
Oh my God.
As opposed to the New Directions just sort of like
walking
pivoted.
In a line. Yeah, yeah. Basically. We couldn't even do that. That's
no.
The truth. We couldn't even stay in a straight line.
I think Zach and Brooke gave up on us hitting a diagonal like halfway through season one.
Just make a squiggly line. Just stand in a squiggly line.
Just get to where you want to go. Make sure you can be seen by the camera.
That's really funny.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host the summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of her day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, so Rachel's not going to be able to perform. It's going to be Tina's time to shine. We'll get there.
Yes, and, Tina.
And Brittany becomes class president.
I liked the little pins they were wearing for Brittany. It was really
very cute. Very cute.
I did like that when everyone's going in to vote. When Amber walks in there, and I feel like it was Amber and not Mercedes. It's like, I like that these are a secret ballot because...
Yes.
I don't want Santana knowing I didn't vote for her girlfriend, basically. It's like, yeah, you don't want the wrath of the Snicks. Oh my gosh. No. By the way.
Snicks.
Oh, we'll get there. Let's just mark that.
Okay.
The other election that's happening is for Congress between Sue and Bert, who's a riding candidate still. And Sue does some very Sue-like tactics, which are very well suited for politics, more so than her position as a cheer coach in high school. Her, you know, little tricks and connivingness, because that's a word, definitely fit with this storyline. And I really like it, but it sort of comes to a screeching halt here because for the time being, she basically recruits Shannon Beast's, Coach Beast's boy toy, boyfriend, want to be boyfriend, mm-hmm. as her lover. Her fake, pulled a Tim Scott with his girlfriend, but, you know, the opposite. Mm-hmm. And Beast catches them at Breadsticks together, Sue and Cooter. I feel so crazy saying Cooter.
I know. I was thinking that the whole episode.
And it's so sad because, like, Beast was so nice. It was open and hearing Dot talk about this, I was just like, break my heart.
Break my heart.
Every time.
Although, let's pause for a second because we have to acknowledge the turducken. I laughed so hard. I forgot about this. The turducken. I actually thought about this before I went to bed last night.
Oh my God. The way they give Coach Beast some, like, the wackiest things to say mm-hmm. and do. Mm-hmm. And sprinkled in amongst, like, really just... Well, I guess she's sincere all the time.
Yes. That's what I love about Beast.
Yeah. And so you have turducken.
Mm-hmm. Turducken is...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's also, anyway, I just wanted to... notable, you know.
There was so much protein and meat mentioned in this episode that I had to stop eating. I was eating while I was watching this. I'm like, I can't...
Oh, really?
It was grossing me out.
I loved it.
I don't know, I think because I was full. And then when you hear about more enough. Food, I'm like, I can't.
Well, especially a turkey stuffed in a chicken. Okay.
Have you ever had a turducken?
No, I didn't. Is that real?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought Ian made that up.
No, that's a thing.
Oh, no, I've never had
Ian's
that.
Clever.
That would
He's
actually
that
make
clever.
Me sick. That would make me sick. No.
Part of me
I love
try it,
poultry. I also love poultry living, but I'm grateful for poultry when I eat it. And I am also grossed out by the turducken.
I know. It sounds inhumane somehow.
We have to keep going because this is crazy. I feel this episode is wild. Her ploy to get to steal Cooter to then, you know, kind of like soften her image, I guess, doesn't work because Bert Hummel does win the election.
Yeah, too little too late, Sue. JoJo.
Because she's got to go back to doing her you know, other evil ways. She can't be, you know, wrapped up in politics. So we had to have her lose.
And honestly, who wouldn't want Bert Hummel as their local representative?
Oh my God. I mean, thank goodness.
Or Michael Malley. I want Michael Malley as my
president.
Local representative.
Totally. Yeah. But let's talk about Jolene, because that is the song Dot gets to sing. What an iconic song to cover. And what a beautiful job Tate and Dot did with this.
And I got to say, as a performer, when you have these numbers where you're sort of walking with intention and you're not on a stage performing, I think it's really difficult to do that. Yes. It feels awkward. It feels like Will Ferrell and Talladega Nights. Like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
How do you fill your space?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And she sounds great. She performs it so beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Really superb.
And I think it is so hard to take on a Dolly song.
I mean, I remember her talking about this when she did it. And she was so stressed about it because it's such an iconic song and she loved it so much. And she did it wonderful justice. And she was just telling the truth the whole time.
Dot's got one speed and it's truth.
That's right. That's so right. Well, that goes down as one of my favorite numbers of the season.
Yeah. It was it's so sweet. What you see is what you get, you know?
Yes. Well, I'm glad that... here's the thing. This episode is very controversial. I'm glad we are tying up some of these storylines, though, at least. Like, class president's tied up. Election's tied up. Mm-hmm. We're about to tie up this... Well, I guess we're not quite there yet, but we better tie up this Shelby, Puck, and Quinn storyline real soon.
Wrap it up.
I'm just going to stop talking about it. Like, it doesn't even exist.
It's just...
something.
I don't know. Puck gets called out of class by Shelby. He goes to check on the baby because the baby fell and he's like...
It made me uncomfortable. That scene really made me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I could imagine that Idina probably felt uncomfortable doing it because you just have to, like, you have to find comfort in an 18-year-old boy.
Yeah. And I'm
no offense to 18-year-old boys.
I don't think there's a lot of 18-year-old boys listening to this podcast. I think you're all right.
Well, you never know.
You never
but
know.
I will Shout say, again, I'm the only one. I love Puck doing this number. I don't have a strong memory of this number being shot. But when I watched it, I was like, wow, this is really good. It sounds really good on this number.
Jenna, what I realized is you and I are fully not fixing our faces when we're watching people do these numbers.
Well, that's because, season 3 for you. Wait till 4.
we're being us. Anytime they cut to either of us during these performances, it's our real reaction.
I mean, there's nothing else for Tina and Artie to do, so we may as well just give Jenna and Kevin.
Yeah, we're like, well, we're here. And like, oh, I'm enjoying this one. Or like, left
some
to be
desired. Oh, I'm shooting right now? We're working?
Right. Clocking in.
Clocking out. I did like that number, though, I will say. As uncomfortable as this whole storyline is, I'm not for it, but...
I did also sort of enjoy Puck's read of Quinn when she tries to seduce him.
Yes.
And he's like, no. This isn't happening.
I wouldn't touch you.
No.
So, okay, Puck still is being very... very not inconspicuous about his feelings for Shelby.
No, it's only a matter of time before somebody caught on.
I mean... Yeah, and then Quinn is seducing Puck to make another perfect baby. It's weird. She's gone. It's off the rails for Quinn. I mean, and Quinn kind of is off the rails right now, but this is extra. She's being extra right now.
You know, say what you want about Glee not sticking to a story for that long. Quinn has been off the rails now for 7 episodes, and that's something.
Oh, sweet. And even Puck calls it out. He said, you've been off the rails since you gave birth, or since I knocked you up.
Those new writers came in, and they were like...
Let's just call a spade, you know?
Quinn.
Oh, sweet Quinn. Trying to make it work. Diana, sweet Diana, just trying to make this storyline work. But it makes me really uncomfortable. Still, I'm over it. Still don't love the storyline very much, but...
I will say, however... It does make next episode's performance make a lot more sense to me. Because she sings Control, partly. And finally, I'm like, okay. Now we're getting somewhere. There's
also
a loss
Diana
of control, a sense of control that she does not have in her own life.
Let's go.
Right. But like, it's just, I feel like it's been so repetitive.
Right.
Without getting
No, it
anywhere.
Has. Well, and finally, Puck tells Quinn about them. So it's going to come to a head. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't keep it in any longer. Yeah.
No.
All right.
Let's begin. Let's go in chronological order.
Start from the very beginning.
Okay. Santana slaps Finn at the end of last episode. This episode opens up on Figgins trying to suspend Santana because... Mm-hmm. There was violence, and she says it was Snicks, it wasn't me.
There it is.
She also has the slightest smirk when she says it, because I think she also can't believe that this was written into the script. Naya became the Snicks. Like, in real life. Mm-hmm. That's why we have Snicksmas. I mean, she started Snicksmas, and... She was just the Snicks. So when she got a little crazy, the Snicks
came
out.
Snicks comes out. Everybody had an alter ego.
Yes. And Snicks juice was real.
Oh my God.
But they wrote it into the episode.
Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. That's when you're like, oh, they are writing real life, you know?
Yes. Because it's also like really good. It's hilarious.
Very funny.
And random and fits with the style of the show. But Finn has an
Figgins,
idea.
Figgins is saying she's going to be suspended, and therefore we're not going to have sections. She's not going to be able to perform the sectionals.
Right. And Finn is like, light bulb, she didn't hit me. It was a stage slap. And Shelby and Will are like, what are
Very
you talking
confused.
About?
Mm-hmm.
And herein lies sort of the biggest
the beginning.
Issue. The beginning of the issue with this episode is that, for the rest of the episode, and they address it right in the scene following. Santana's like, I'm not beholden to you now because you did this seemingly nice thing to me. Because the only reason she has to deal with this is because he was calling her out in a public setting and outed her. And now it's turned into a thing that she now has to address, and not in her own time, in her own way, but because she's forced to, right? And so now it's like, okay, well, Finn's behind the steering wheel of this thing where he doesn't face any sort of repercussions for outing her. Like there's nothing, and he's sort of the good guy because he saves her from getting suspended and then makes this whole lesson about ladies and music, and everybody's sort of singing to Santana.
And then she says, thank you.
Yeah. And that feels, it feels weird because.
Out of date. Out of time.
Yeah.
The man comes to save the woman.
Right. It's like the straight white man comes to save the woman.
The poor gay Latino woman from her. Yeah. 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 And making her say say thank you. Versus still being angry at him for what he did. I mean, it happens so fast, right? Like the whole thing. I think the other part of it is like her whole journey of coming out. We didn't see anything with Santana and Kurt, which Kurt has had experience with this. He's the one that we should be talking to, not Finn, right?
When he sort of just like, he has like a sentence and then they go into... the perfect duet, which seemed so weird.
Well, we were all laughing because I remember Chris kind of giving us these crazy looks when the camera wasn't on his face, because we were all like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, like it didn't feel right. Like if it didn't feel right to you watching, it probably didn't feel right to us filming it.
And that's right.
It was like, what is happening? And then she like comes in a scene, you know, a little later, and was like, so I came to my parents, everything's cool. Like, wait a second. We're like,
but where was that? Can we see that? Rewind. Yeah.
I want to meet her parents.
Again, we only had 44 minutes, but we could have spread this out over time, right? But we had to get there. I don't know why, but we had to get there sooner. I'm sure they had a reason for it. But
especially because like you had like the really touching Allie scene that she wrote coming out to her abuela, which was like complex, complicated. And her abuela, you know, disowns her. And like this really serious thing. And then.
And then the next scene, we're like, okay about it.
Yeah. Or, like everything's fine. Like we're going to be okay. Let's just pretend it didn't really happen.
Right. I think the issue with this episode, with this storyline in particular, is it's like things are just very washed over for very heavy subject matters that really resonate with the Santana and Britney fans and the LGBTQ and everybody, you know, like the audience that we have. I think in a way could potentially, and I'm not speaking for anybody, but it could potentially feel like that it's that simple or it's that lightweight, right? It's not as heavy or as, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think also like the amount of time and care it took to get to this point for this character, and also the amount of time and care it took during Kurt's storyline with this.
Totally.
There was no rushing of that. And there was a lot of thoughtful conversation on screen about it from different perspectives and different angles. And that's also how I feel like it's been with Santana and Britney. And then we get here and it's just like, well, okay, it's done. We did it, and we're going to sing some songs to her, and that's going to, like, fix everything.
But it's interesting because the behind the scenes, and maybe they were just sugarcoating it, behind the scenes, both Corey and Naya spoke on this episode, and they really liked working with each other and with the relationship that Finn and Santana have had. So it's so interesting to hear their perspective on it and then see the way this has unraveled. Not that two truths can't exist at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is, because I think them as friends and as like actors and as characters, all of that was really great. They're so good. They're so good together. And I think the idea of somebody, if you took away the fact that he outed her and didn't really face any consequence from it, right? If that didn't happen, mm-hmm. and this was just like a friend trying to do a nice thing for somebody, mm-hmm. then that would be great. That'd be really good. Also, if he was like, yeah, I did out you, the least I could do is get you to make sure you don't get suspended. And then like just sort of we're not even, but at least there's that mm-hmm. for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like the, I think because like when we were filming it too, I don't think we realized that really. It was just like, oh, and it's coming from like the goodness of his heart. And that's totally. What we were focusing on. But also we're not the audience. And so I think you have the people that have gone through this or are going through this see it, and then mm-hmm. that's their reaction. It's like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. maybe we should listen to that. We can, maybe,
oh, I'm sure.
We can do better.
Yeah, definitely.
I think because like the show did, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, but the show was so careful, I think, about those storylines in general that when
yes.
more than, like, I think if this was another TV show and this episode would have been monumental for another TV show, but for Glee, we
had so many.
We're well versed in doing LGBT yes. storylines.
Right.
And so
right.
you expect the consideration and care
when it,
the more
in
depth yeah. look at it that we were yeah. used to.
Yeah. No, for sure.
I mean, I felt like it was jarring when she came in, was just like, I came up to my parents and they were okay with it. Like, what?
Yeah.
They could be, but yeah, I'd like to see it.
No, sure. Let's see it all.
Yeah.
I will say, though, the girls just want to have fun. Aside from the storylines, the performance is very cool and it sounds really wonderful. Mm-hmm. You guys did great on
number.
It. And I thought Corey did a great job in his performance
yeah.
of it.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's a very cool number. But I
besides
think
Artie just staring at Santana.
So funny to be faced that way. I was like, why is he what? Facing towards Santana? I was like, oh, he's about to perform. That's why.
Yeah, but I only see
you could have
like
just turned.
Two harmonies towards the end. Yeah,
I think
just Tane turned.
Wanted to get the shot. He wanted yeah. to get the shot of the side profile of Naya and the front of you and the side of Finn. It was a moment.
I do. And now that you said that, I do remember sitting there being like, we wouldn't normally do this. But you just sort of go with the director. You're like, well, it's not
yes.
my call.
Yes.
Because it felt so unnatural.
But then when you got that shot, I was like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, yeah. I see your vision. Yeah. That's why I'm
worth
the
it.
Stupid actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought I Kissed a Girl was great as well.
That was a fun number to shoot.
Yeah.
We had so much fun. We don't normally get to do a number that with all the girls like that. So that was actually a really fun number to do. I enjoyed
it. I loved it. I thought it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved
I remember
how it was shot.
You loving it while we were shooting it.
Yes, of course.
You
I
were
did.
Always the girl's number one fan. You're
I
like,
absolutely
can
was.
I do this?
That choreography was just, it's like, oh, they gave, Zach and Brooke needed a break because they're choreographing for sectionals next episode. And so this is like the one number for this episode. And
freeform
they really
rock
gave
out.
It to us. Yeah.
It's really
loved
fun.
It. It's fun.
Really, really fun.
I want to talk about Constant Craving.
Yes, let's talk about it. Oh my God.
Because, good Lord.
So underrated.
So underrated. I forgot it existed because she got up to sing. And I'm like, what is she about
what
to
is
sing?
This thing? Yeah, yep, yep, yep. And then I was like, oh, right. But
and
it's
then Adina
so,
comes in.
It's so good.
Like, what?
I want to listen to that. I want to listen to that edit, that whole edit, the big edit.
Yeah, for the crazy shit that happened Woo. In this episode. Constant Craving, man.
And then to have Rachel come in crying after and to drop that bomb, I was
yes.
like, this is great.
Yes.
Give
we
me
really
more of this.
Finished strong here.
Yeah. For the lack of thereof, mm-hmm. like the end of the episode was like, let's get into section.
speaking of positives, I do think her coming out scene was great.
Like, oh, it was beautiful.
Nye's
both
acting.
Of them.
And,
both
yes,
of them.
They were
really.
Both so, so good. And
very,
I think Allie wrote an incredible scene.
Very hard scene too, I'm mm-hmm. sure too.
And it's also a different take on
approach.
Mm-hmm. Santana is different from Kurt, obviously. Santana is different from Brittany. Comes from a different family. And seeing how this sort of like hard figure plays that just looks so different than how any other character on the show might do that. And it was really just like a masterclass to watch, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the quote, when she says, "I've tried so hard to push this feeling away and keep it locked inside, but every day just feels like a war. I walk around so mad at the world, but I'm really just fighting with myself. I don't want to fight anymore. I'm just too tired." Like, whoa.
So good.
Really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. Okay. So I think that's where we have to cap this episode, because
you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, though, over again, we are aware of the, you know, the lack of care, tender TLC, but Naya's performance, woo-wee.
I mean, everybody, I think, is really in like some type of beautiful stride right now.
Very locked in. Very locked in.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Should we do some tardy takes?
Yes.
Cringe moments. Ouchies. Paris's ouchies. I think my ouchie is still, well, obviously we still have the the Puck and Shelby ouchie. And then obviously also the ouchie of how Santana's storyline was handled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's also the rugby player calling the girls lesbos.
Oh my God.
Which in terms of things that people haven't called on the show, it seems pretty tame.
Yeah, right? I was like, no.
Yeah.
Best dance move.
I mean, I kissed a girl.
Right, obviously.
Everybody telling each other the secrets. Line. Kissing. So good.
That's funny. The best song. Constant Craving.
Yeah.
Jolene. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
I
mean,
yeah, those three in any sort of, not in any particular order.
That's, yeah, this is a good musical episode. Performance by prop, Kevin.
Oh, I mean, Jenna.
The turducken.
I mean, it kind of has to be the turducken.
It has to be the turducken.
I did like the fistfuls of ballots Rachel was stuffing into the
funny. That was
ballot
funny.
Box, but I think the turducken might take it.
The turducken takes it. Best line. I mean,
I mean, we mentioned it, but Santana says, when I get really pissed off, Santana gets taken over by my other evil personality. I call her Snix. Her wrath of words is called Snix juice. I'm kind of like the Incredible Hulk. You can't blame me or anything where the Snix does. It's true.
It is true. Oh, and the performance MVP. I'm going to give Naya the MVP with an honorable mention for Dot.
I completely agree. I think while the Santana storyline is sort of the main focus, it's going to be hard to beat Naya.
Always.
You know? What happens next week with Rachel out of sectionals?
She's hanging. She's chilling in the audience.
Okay.
She's chilling in the audience. It does feel really weird. And we got Trouble Tones. We got New Direction. We got Tina's Time to Shine.
So shit we found on TikTok. because the new Hunger Games movie came out recently. It is a Hunger Games reference. And
oh my God.
It is a young Snow. And they said, you know who this MF looks like? Loki looks like? And you
Sue
press
Sylvester.
The slide. Sue Sylvester. And
their hair is
wrong.
Very similar. No, they're not wrong. This is great. And they're both in red.
Yes, the hair.
I wonder if this was the vision board.
The scowl on their face. I mean,
so
Emma.
Good.
Hey, Emma Jean posted this on TikTok. It is, and it's big. It has 1.2 million likes. Because, you know, when it's true, it's true. And it resonates with people.
Very funny. Very, very funny.
Oh my God. Somebody said he is definitely a descendant of Sue Sylvester. Jane Lynch was actually the first choice to play Cornelius.
So good.
It's so good. I love it. Okay. Next week, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
We have Hold On to 16, which is sectionals.
God. This is important.
It is because Court Overstreet's back.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, finally.
It's Something a monumental was- episode. There was so much good music. So much good music.
I don't even want to think about it. I just want to watch it. Do you know
I'm
what I mean?
I'm so excited. Yes.
I don't want to know anything about it. I just want to watch it. I want to go in not knowing what this show is about.
I'm excited for all of you. If you're watching along with us, if you're
Can't
just
wait.
Listening, tell us your thoughts about it because I cannot wait. And it was also a blast to do. It was, I think you can see the joy on all of us when we do it. But okay, I won't start talking about it now. That's next week.
And a very Merry Snixmas to you all. We have just launched the 4th annual Snixmas Charity Drive event in honor of our dear friend Naya Rivera, of course, and benefiting Alexandria House, a charity that Naya loved and worked very closely with. This year was very special. What did we do, Kevin?
We tracked down the writers and producers and got permission, and we put out a unreleased Naya song that she recorded in 2012 as part of her personal solo project, and it never came out, called Prayer for the Broken. So there are two ways to actually contribute this year to Alexandria House. You can go stream, download, or preferably buy the song, and all the proceeds go to Alexandria House. Mm-hmm. Do that and or go to alexandriahouse.org/SnixMiss2023. That's SnixMiss with two X's. And you can donate whatever you feel comfortable donating. And just want to let you know that $1, $2, $20, $200, it adds up and it makes a huge difference. Our first year doing this, mm-hmm. the average donation was between $5 to $10. And we ended up raising almost $120,000.
Pretty amazing.
So do what you can and it will be greatly appreciated. Go listen to the song, tell your friends, tell your family, and have a happy, merry Snixmas.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.